There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Heaven.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Congressman Bill Posey unloads on the House floor this morning in a really good way. All of the hashtag CDC whistleblower statements just let loose and said, I got the documents. We got the documents. Come and get them. Come and get them. We need hearings. We need investigations. And we're going to get into that this hour. This is big, folks. Not that I'm holding my breath that Congress will do the right thing, but now it's on the congressional record, right?
You're holding your breath?
Yeah, I know. I'm actually pretty good. I was good at holding my breath and deep diving, doing all of that, but it still wouldn't be good enough for Congress, to wait for Congress to do the right thing. And, of course, last hour with Jonathan Eamore and Norm Singleton, we kind of went through that and showed that even the Republicans don't do the right thing. Talk a good talk occasionally, but that's about it. And, well, I'm not fatalistic about these things, but I'm a realist in recognizing the corruption and how deep it goes and how much a $100 billion projected market is for vaccines and how desperate they are not to lose that future. The future of Big Pharma. It depends upon what? American ignorance and doctor arrogance. Pharmaceutical arrogance. And Congressman Bill Posey, respect him immensely on this. Some people have said, oh, he's a double agent. He's not really going to come forward and do anything. He's just trying to delay. And, you know, I had it on good authority from the people dealing with him directly that, no, this man has integrity on this issue. He's really concerned. And you'll hear, he's actually pro-vaccination, which, you know, most people are, let's face it. How many people are as schooled and skilled in uncovering the reality of the historical disaster that is vaccination, not the wonder of the 20th century that it's been sold to us as. But be that as it may, we'll set that aside for the moment and appreciate Congressman Bill Posey and listen to what he said on the House floor this very morning to start it out, setting the stage here.
Mr. Speaker, I believe it's our duty to ensure that the documents Dr. Thompson provided are not ignored.
That was actually the finale. I wanted to give you a little sense of taste of where we're going. But what did he start with?
I rise today on matters of research and scientific integrity. To begin with, I am absolutely, resolutely pro-vaccine. Advancements in medical immunization have saved countless lives and greatly benefited public health. That being said, it's troubling to me that in a recent Senate hearing on childhood vaccinations, it was never mentioned that our government has paid out over $3 billion through a vaccine injury compensation program for children who have been injured by vaccinations.
Oh, he's just a conspiracy theorist. $3 billion. Yeah, right. Like, if the government had paid out $3 billion, don't you think somebody would know about it? Don't you think that it would be in papers everywhere? No, not going to happen. The mainstream media is poisoned and polluted with toxic pharmaceuticals and FDA corruption and worship of big government. They are big media, worshiping of big pharma where they're funded from. And that's not only the media, but the Congress critters themselves, as we learned last hour. Again and again and again. And parents, are you allowed to decide? Are you allowed to know this information? And, of course, they're going to call him an anti-vaxxer, even though his first statement was, I am basically profoundly pro-vaccination. What about you parents? Are you allowed to know?
Regardless of the subject matter, parents making decisions about their children's health deserve to have the best information available to them. They should be able to count on federal agencies to tell them the truth.
Now, at this point, they should have turned off Bill Posey's mic. Congressman Posey, you could have been forgiven there, but you had to go further, didn't you? You had to bring up the CDC whistleblower. You had to start with that. We should have shut off your mic. We can't allow that to happen in Congress.
In August 2014, Dr. William Thompson, a senior scientist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, worked with a whistleblower attorney to provide my office with documents related to a 2004 CDC study that examined the possibility of a relationship between mumps, measles, rubella, vaccines, and autism.
Oh, no, you didn't. You did not say autism in the same sentence as MMR vaccines. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, this whole William Thompson PhD, that's all made up by Brian Hooker, right? And who else was that made up by? Probably a discredited doctor or something from England, right? That's just crazy talk.
Yeah, Wakefield.
Well, Wakefield, right? No, they can't make... Turn off this guy's mic.
In a statement released in August 2014, Dr. Thompson stated, I regret that my co-authors and I omitted statistically significant information in our 2004 article published in the Journal of Pediatrics, end quote.
He's only a PhD from the CDC, one of their key senior scientists, so he couldn't have really said that. But Bill Posey insists, and he continues to get this thing on the record.
Mr. Speaker, I respectfully request the following excerpts from the statement written by Dr. Thompson be entered into the record. Now quoting Dr. Thompson. My primary job duties while working in the immunization safety branch from 2000 to 2006 were to lead or co-lead three major vaccine safety studies. The MADDSP MMR Autism Cases Control Study was being carried out in response to the Wakefield Lancet study that suggested an association between the MMR vaccine and an autism-like health outcome.
Oh, yes, he did. He just mentioned Wakefield's name. You know now they're going to go ballistic in Congress. The skepducks are going to have a conniption fit. We're going to have to call on Hoofnagel, the science cat, to help us, Super Don. Now, this is in response to Wakefield. Oh, my gosh, we can't have this go on. We're going to have to really find out the real thing. And there are people that are scientists that actually felt like, yeah, we need to find out. We need to do this. We don't need to stray because there were concerns with a study that preceded it, the Verstraten study, that showed a lot of bias, a lot of corruption in it, that were being called into question, the results of that study. And that's where Posey goes next.
There were several major concerns among scientists and consumer advocates outside the CDC in the fall of 2000 regarding the execution of the Verstraten study. One of the important goals that was determined up front in the spring of 2001 before any of these studies started was to have all three protocols vetted outside the CDC prior to the start of the analyses so that consumer advocates could not claim that we were presenting analyses that suited our own goals and biases.
So they knew that they were going to be called out after the Verstraten study. So they were saying, we've got to do something that is above board, that is honest in our presentation. We shouldn't stray from it because we might find something. And, they're likely thinking it's going to exonerate the vaccines, I'm sure.
We hypothesized that if we found statistically significant effects at either 18 or 36-month thresholds, we would conclude that vaccinating children early with MMR vaccine could lead to autism-like characteristics or features.
Oh, you know how dangerous it was? These scientists actually said, here's a scenario that if we find this, that means it's plausible that early vaccination with MMR could be problematic. Now you know behind the scenes they're just in a panic mode at this point and to figuring we cannot have something like that happen. That would be disastrous for our $100 billion goal for the marketplace of vaccines. You cannot question safety, the third rail of medical and pharmaceutical politics in America. The CDC is sacrosanct. Would they mess with the protocols?
We all met and finalized the study protocol and analysis plan. The goal was to not deviate from the analysis plan to avoid the debacle that occurred with the Verstraten thimerosal study published in Pediatrics in 2003. At the September 5th meeting, we discussed in detail how to code race for both the sample and the birth certificate sample. At the bottom of Table 7, it also shows that for the non-birth certificate sample, the adjusted race effect statistical significance was huge.
That's from William Thompson. Now, he's quoting senior research scientist at the CDC, PhD, Bill Thompson. The statistical significance was huge. And I've had some of my lefty liberal progressives that worship at the altar of the Church of Scientism, or Sci-Fiantism. So although that's not statistically significant, talk to William Thompson. He begs to differ on this. This could have unleashed a race war. And now that we've got Brother Tony Muhammad and Farrakhan in on that, what's going to happen?
All the authors and I met and decided sometime between August and September 2002 not to report any race effects for the paper. Sometime soon after the meeting, we decided to exclude reporting any race effects. The co-authors scheduled a meeting to destroy documents related to the study.
Destruction of documents. Oh, pay no attention to the scientists behind the curtain. We destroyed documents. And it gets even more outrageous. They're going to tell you how they did it. Bring in the garbage can.
The remaining four co-authors all met and brought a big garbage can into the meeting room and reviewed and went through all the hard copy documents that we had thought we should discard and put them in a huge garbage can. However, because I assumed it was illegal and would violate both FOIA and DOJ requests, I kept hard copies of all documents in my office, and I retained all associated computer files. I believe we intentionally withheld controversial findings from the final draft of the pediatrics paper. End of quote of the doctor.
Yeah, let Snopes suck on that. Yeah, William Thompson said it. They destroyed it. They just threw it in the garbage can. Yet he retained all of it. And that's the problem right now that they're facing. That is the big problem. And which media outlets have covered this? Outside of Cheryl Atkinson and all of the new media, we only have some reporting. I saw a little quick blurb on it in the Orlando Sentinel, which covers the district where Congressman Posey is in Florida, Titusville, near the Space Coast.
Oh, wait, what a, is minute, the... wait a minute. Let's go. Let's play ABC News.
Where are they?
No, I mean, did I say ABC? I meant NBC.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
of course.
I mean,
no.
CBS. Hold on.
No,
wait a minute.
Nothing there?
CNN.
What about Fox? Nothing?
No.
MSNBC? No, nothing.
No, we've got nothing.
Well, what's our duty here? Well, it kind of echoes what I believe Bill Posey, a man of honor in this case for sure, is echoing. And you're going to hear from him after the break. And we'll talk about where we go with this. Do not hold your breath, folks. We are going to come back. And we are going to reveal even more. But share this episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show so you can get the perspective that your loony liberal friends who are saying there's nothing to this issue because they worship the CDC and scientism are wrong.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And of course, the CDC whistleblower has not blown over, has not blown away. It's now back front and center, despite those who would deny the reality of what you just heard. And there are going to be those still trying to maintain radio silence on this issue. Again, hats off. At least the Orlando Sentinel covered it, but I guess they had to because Posey's in the district covered by their readership. Now, it would be hard not to. But beyond that, I haven't seen anything but Cheryl Atkinson. Of course, others like Natural News and what we do here covering this. But it's a absolute concerted effort to suppress anybody new learning about the legitimate claims, concerns, fears, repercussions of the suppression of data, the outright corruption of so-called science occurring at the CDC or being overlooked or overseen by the CDC and the senior research scientists. Now, Bill Posey, Congressman Posey in Florida, who had hold of all of the documents that the CDC thought was destroyed, given to him by the CDC whistleblower William Thompson. He finally evidently had enough. He wasn't getting a response. He's been very outspoken, from what I understand. He's been trying to work the behind the scenes with other Congress critters, saying, hey, there's a problem here, and got nowhere. Finally, he goes on the House floor and says, I'm saying it. Screw it. I'm just going to read it into the record. You guys ain't going to call on me. Now you're going to have to. I'm going to call you out because it's on the record. And he talked about the concerns that he had and, of course, then went through the William Thompson quotes and admissions, leading back even to the Wakefield study that was so problematic for those who were blindly pro-vaccine and not concerned about safety. mentioning the corruption of the Verstraten study that only raised the suspicion of bias within these government institutions, the CDC, in not revealing real data. Modifications of the data sets, perhaps, of the study protocols. They came together and agreed, we're not going to veer from the study protocol. We are going to let the chips fall where they may. We want integrity. If we do find this, this is what we can say is a link that potentially is there. And when they actually found it, they said, we can't report on this. There shall be no reporting, especially on the race effects. The fact that black children, particularly boys, were at triple or more the risk of autism if they got the MMR shot early or on time. They were very afraid of revealing that. They brought in the garbage can, literally brought in a garbage can to destroy this. William Thompson had pangs of consciousness and said this also could be illegal. Perhaps he thought he could get in trouble for destroying this data and kept it and then turned it over to Posey, Congressman Posey. And that's where we are today. This is significant, as significant is. Yet again, the deafening roar that is not coming from the mainstream media. What I mean, when it comes to Wakefield, everybody in unison around the world in the mainstream media yells, fraud, quack, you know, right? Despite the fact that the senior research scientist on that study was fully, well, how would you say it? Fully exonerated, that there was no wrongdoing. The only problem is Wakefield didn't have the money to do it, didn't have the backup to do it. But the study was fine. It was an observation. He never said vaccines cause autism. He saw the relationship between vaccines, the MMR, and the virus in the MMR, activated somehow in the guts of these children with iatrogenic enterocolitis, gut inflammation of unknown causes. They call it idiopathic. He said maybe it's the MMR. And the interesting thing is many of these kids also were diagnosed into the autism spectrum. That could not be done. That was a leap too far, even though he never said the vaccine caused autism. So what are we to do now? What is Congressman Posey imploring his fellow congressmen and women to do?
Mr. Speaker, I believe it's our duty to ensure that the documents Dr. Thompson provided are not ignored. Therefore, I will provide them to members of Congress and the House committees upon request. Considering the nature of the whistleblower's documents, as well as the involvement of the CDC, a hearing and a thorough investigation is warranted. So I ask, Mr. Speaker, I beg, I implore my colleagues on the Appropriations Committees to please, please take such action. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield back.
God bless you, Congressman Posey, for stepping up to do the right thing when it is very inconvenient to do so. In fact, you will likely be attacked for doing this. You will be called names. You will be called an anti-vaccine sympathizer or an anti-vaxxer. I'm going to call you a hero at this point. You didn't stall. You didn't delay. You were working it, and you revealed it today. The question is, what happens now? On the website at robertscatbell.com, there's a letter we'd like you to send, or your version of it, of thanks to his assistant, and let him know we support him, and you put the word out with your Congress critters. We need hearings. In the meantime, protect your kids from the dangers of modern pharmaceutical pseudoscience approved by government.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thanks as always to our syndicator here, GCN, for getting the word out around the world on radio, and of course, naturalnewsradio.com as well. Please, when you go to the website, robertscottbell.com, say thank you to those wonderful sponsors that support a message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, and are not afraid to stand up for what is right, principled, and true. Like you, my loyal listeners, I appreciate you, and Super Don, too. Super Don, I think we put a period on the end of the sentence of Bill Posey, but we will have to cover the Skep Ducks response, won't we, a little later with Hoofnagel?
Yeah, ORAC has provided some more entertainment for our friend Hoofnagel to play a little arcade game that some of us may be familiar with from back in the day.
All right, Hoofnagel the Science Cat will join us, or at least his writings will join us, and they've just been revealed at robertscottbell.com, so check it out. You want a sneak preview, go ahead and read it. As far as, well, I guess, what do you say, this concerted effort to suppress any message that goes against the $100 billion to be market for vaccines that have no liability should they harm, injure, or kill? I mean, this is unconscionable. It is downright evil. And as Bill Posey said, he's not anti-vaccination. Most of the people, in fact, come out and say, I'm not anti-vaccination. Even I have said, along with Dr. Bittar, that we're not necessarily anti-vaccination. We're anti the way it's done today. We've got other ways that we can do it much more successfully. But it doesn't matter. The mere raising of the question of safety is enough to get you labeled. But that's how they play the game, to distract you, right? To utilize the things they blame us for using. The very same things, and we're going to call them out on it, on that. What else is going on, Super Don?
Yes. You know
how
what?
Are you, my friend? Yeah.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Mm-hmm. And we actually have some listeners
mm-hmm.
and readers that, they come to us from time to time with questions, really come to you because I'm just, I'm not the answer.
No, I think they've asked you a few questions over the years. There have been occasional, hey, what does Super Don think about coffee enemas, things like that?
I think everybody knows the answer to that question. But, I think there may be some people that might be inquiring as to mm-hmm. your knowledge about particular things they need to know about.
We'll get that in just a moment. I know where we're going. But I just remembered something that Suzanne Summers had said. I think that's who said it, because there were so many heartfelt talks, if you will, at the memorial service for Nick Gonzalez. And I think one of the first few things she said is like, how many of you had a coffee enema this morning before you came to the service? I know. It was obviously everybody laughed, and Carol Alt raised her hand.
You thought
it was cool,
right?
I did. Super Don wouldn't have raised his hand, but I almost raised mine. But I actually would be not telling the truth. I was traveling. I was up at 3 a.m. I had no time for that. But anyway, so. Honoring Nick and Gus is all.
If you had to say, okay, listen, how many people would you say were in attendance?
At the church thing?
Yeah, where that question was asked.
A couple of hundred at least. I mean, it was packed. I mean, it was flowing out to the back and upstairs too.
How many hands went up? How many hands?
Oh, I think it was more laughter than hands, honestly. I mean, there were a few. I mean, I was toward the front, so I didn't look behind me to know. I saw Carol Alt's hand go up, which was great. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's
listen, it's life-saving.
Part of waking up is Folgers in your room.
Not Folgers. Organic coffee.
See, I can't even get the right kind of coffee in your rump.
Right, but look, if you're caught drinking Folgers, I know there's probably some other problems going on. especially if you really like coffee. That's kind of like drinking Budweiser if you really like beer. I know I've offended some of my listeners with that, but it's GMO, folks. Don't drink the Bud. So as Super Don was hinting, it's time to go to the listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got a couple of questions of the day, kind of a follow-up from yesterday, because I didn't get to go into detail, particularly from Sarah, who wrote in, and she was listening to the show the other day, recollecting my recollections and sharing about Dr. Nick's memorial service, and she also recognized Ty and appreciated him and what he said, particularly the cost of chemo, $60,000 to $110,000 for one chemo shot, that's killing people, right? The geniuses, in our population, I mean, they're paying, people to be killed. I mean, people are participating in this, going to an oncologist. Oncologist says, here, have this, and it kills you faster than the cancer. $4,500 for a hair test. I don't know how much the hair test costs because I never had it done. Dr. Nick, would charge, but he had to pay the person doing the hair test, which is a pretty profound test involving radionics as such. And it can seem overwhelming, but when you look at the hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's pennies on the dollar relative to the information that you got And, of course, insurance didn't cover what Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez did. That's why I said insurance is a scam. It is only about profiting the pharmaceutical industrial complex. If insurance were real, it would cover things that actually worked. And it would actually cost very little, but it's all one hand feeding the other, and they play funny games behind your back. And that's why Obamacare is not for the people. It's not for the poor people. It's for big pharma. It's for big insurance. And the poor people get suckered in and feel they're so great now that they have health insurance, which they don't. They have disease management insurance. Anyway, she was asking, I think, about some autoimmune conditions. I think she mentioned Dr. Kelly Brogan, who I need to reach out to, who had studied with Dr. Nick in the last 7 months of his life. And we'll follow up with that and see where that goes. But her question was about rheumatoid arthritis and chemotherapy. When battling the autoimmune disease naturally, do you think supplements in addition to the proper diet would help accelerate healing? Absolutely. Unequivocally, yes, Sarah. I mean, it would be almost a moment of dub, but I'm not trying to make light of anything you're asking here because I know you're asking sincerely. Also, she asked, is there a specific supplement or supplement line you think highly of? My stepfather asked my opinion on Youngevity's Mighty 90. Are you familiar with this brand or product? Look forward for you talking about it tonight. All right. A lot of people I know and on this network, GCN, do a lot of Youngevity products. I will not speak ill of Youngevity. They help a lot of people. I don't personally use them. That doesn't mean they're bad. It just means I have other things that I use clinically. You know, as a healthcare person, my own homeopath, I have the ability and decision to choose and do the best by those who come to me for help. And if you're asking me what minerals I think are really critical, of course, selenium is number one in terms of immune function, in terms of autoimmunity, in terms of normalization of cellular metabolic function. Selenium, selenium, selenium. And I feel that selenium needs to come from food. And you can't eat enough Brazil nuts to get the selenium you need. So I do the whole food form of selenium that I get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. That is from Innate Response. And that, you know, provides 50 micrograms a tablet. And I think 200 micrograms is your bare minimum maintenance. If somebody's dealing with cancer and autoimmunity, I'm upwards of 800, 1,000 micrograms a day. And heck, if even for an acute immune situation, like I've come back from trips absolutely exhausted, feel like I'm getting susceptible, I mean, I'll do things like Sovereign Silver as well, but I want to modulate the function of my cells and my immune system in addition to silver, and I'm taking a lot of selenium. You know, I'm popping like 200 micrograms every couple of hours to get through the day, and I'm recovering immediately because selenium at micrograms can achieve what it takes grams of vitamin C to do. And that's not me speaking ill of vitamin C. It's just an acknowledgement of getting the most from the least. That's my philosophy as a homeopath as well. Your kung fu is better when you can make the least amount of movements to achieve the greatest goal. And that's like getting the best gas mileage. It's efficient. And that's what we can do with selenium at micrograms. In addition to autoimmune issues, of course, we've got to not only detoxify, we've got to remineralize, and selenium does both of those things. But the GTF chromium is also critical, also from the same manufacturer, Innate Response. You can get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. The chromium, of course, sugar metabolism, utilizing energy appropriately, denying the sugar to the cancer cells that may be proliferating in these immune collapse situations. 100 micrograms three times a day. And the little tablets are 100 micrograms. And we talk about the whole food form of silica. All of this we discuss in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, by TMB and me, RSB. And the silica, although the tablets are, say, you know, upwards of 5,000 milligrams, if you can take enough of them, that's like three tablets four times a day to really load. It's not 5,000 milligrams of silica. Go back and listen to some of the archives when we talk about this. But the whole food variety contains a lot of the cofactors that facilitate the body's ability to use way more silica than the liquid form that is most commonly thought of as the best form. Again, coming in from a food state, concentration of the horsetail extract tea. Now, you know, over the years, we've covered a lot of things related to autoimmunity, and immune modulation is so important. The beta-1-3-D glucan from Better Way Health is excellent. The Carnivora, go to carnivora.com, one of the most profound botanicals on the planet for normalizing and overcoming the devastating situations, including autoimmunity and cancer. And, of course, my good friend Doc Newsom, go back and listen to a bunch of archives with him. We talk about detox being important, how folic acid can play a role. So we do talk about things from time to time that I believe in, that I utilize, And that's not necessarily that I'm speaking ill of things that I don't. It's just what I clinically have the best results with. And so I'm very practical about this. And then people come back and they report to me their success, and we know that we're doing good work. Homeopathically, we do talk about detoxification as well. But remember, with RA, you've got corrupted cells, skeletal cells. We want to normalize them. We don't want to destroy the immune system and precipitate cancer. We want to restore normalcy, and that is getting the minerals back in, detoxifying the things we don't need, eliminating the inflammation, and that may include the use of omega-3 essential fatty acids, as well as the things that make up cannabidiol, CBD, right, from the industrial hemp plant. And this is like the third question of the day here today from somebody named B, or at least it's just his initial. He says, first off, love your show. I used to take cod liver oil until the whole fish scare passed things. So he's concerned about mercury. And he says, out of curiosity, I was looking up cod liver products, and one of the companies that really stood out was Green Pasture. They posted this interesting mercury miss page on the website. Please give a look. And we have that linked up in the show notes, greenpasture.org. You know who was a big fan of them? Dr. Nick Gonzalez. I love their products. I wish they were a sponsor of the show, Superdon. I do. They're not. But I will tell you, greenpasture.org, one of the most phenomenal products. We have it in our refrigerator right now. The fermented cod liver oil, the vitamin D, butter oil, fantastic stuff. Good information about the mercury there as well. So hopefully that's helpful to you. Yes, absolutely indeed. And don't forget the CBD, we get it from Canavest. Canavest.com, CANNAVEST.com. 50% off equivalent. Buy one, get one free if you put in the code or call them, RSB50. You can go to Canavest.com, find out the number. When we come back, we're going to welcome the musings of Hoofnagle the Science Cat, thanks to his handler, Super Don. What are they going to do? What are they going to say about Congressman Posey for daring to reveal what Bill Thompson said at the CDC?
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Please tell your friends the place for health freedom, healing liberty, robertscottbell.com. Seriously, tell them. Send them an email. We kind of suck at marketing ourselves. That's just not the way. It's not the way we roll. So we ask you. Do what we're not good at. And what we're good at, just share. Appreciate y'all. Super Don, listen, Hoofnagel the Science Cat reared his lovely head. He's like a 1950s James Dean, this guy. Thinks he can just smoke
a
can of... Yeah, he is. He's cool looking. And he just doesn't give a flip, right, about what people think of him. I like that kind of cat. That's why some people are dog people, cat people. Cats don't care what you think about them, right? And this Hoofnagel the Science Cat is actually living up to the cat name. And Orak the Nipple Ripper, as he's been called by Tim Bolin, our good friend, is because he did breast reconstruction. And I don't even think he's doing that anymore. Is he? Is he active or is he just blogging and,
you know,
and
that,
quacking?
The question
and,
has been raised, and I'd say he probably does about 90% blogging and about 10% actual medical work.
Okay. So his thing is an insolence blog. And he's a skeptic apologist, and of course, Hoofnagel the Science Cat calls him out for his logical fallacies, because they love to use that concept of logical fallacies. You appeal to nature. That's a logical fallacy, right? And there's another logical fallacy, and Hoofnagel says this is a logical fallacy whack-a-mole game with Orak, because he attacked
Bill Posey. Guys, if you think about it, it's just, you know, you ever played whack-a-mole where it's like, the mole head comes up and you pop it on the head and it keeps popping up everywhere.
Right. And of course, they take and exclusively they think they have domain over these concepts. And so they call out people who, you know, call on, as I said, nature as an alibi for using something natural, right? And then they say sharks are natural, right? And they'll eat you. But of course, it's what kind of fallacy is that? But once you get past the usual crank this, quack that blather, according to Hoofnagel the Science Cat, which is the customary routine of Orac, you get to the golden gem of skeptical irony, or skeptic irony, that's all too familiar with our favorite narcissientism guru. So one of the favorite claims of Orac is that the anti-vaccine crowd uses something called the shill gambit. The shill gambit. It almost sounds like another game show. And the shill gambit is a type of ad hominem poisoning of the well, right? Where one party dismisses the other's arguments, this coming from Rational Wiki, by proclaiming them to be on the payroll of some agency, right? Poisoning the well, a logical fallacy described as sneer tactic, a rhetorical technique, logical fallacy that uses the association of negative emotions to distract a subject from actual evidence in an argument. Now, let's see, what was Posey doing? Relaying logical fallacies or evidence? I think he was laying out evidence of what PhD whistleblower Bill Thompson was just relaying facts. He was saying, this is what happened.
Right.
So, of course, Orac would never call what, you know, Bill Posey did a logical fallacy, would he? Well evidently.
Not that what Bill Posey did was a logical fallacy, but he goes on to basically try and dismiss Bill Posey as being an anti-vaccinationist.
Even though he started with saying he's very pro-vaccine.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. If you say you're pro-vaccine to these guys, you're automatically anti-vaccine because you're saying you're pro-vaccine. You know?
Okay.
Which is silliness.
Yeah.
But Orac actually goes on to say that Bill Posey is doing this as a favor to his paying supporters in the anti-vaccine movement.
But wait. Isn't that the shill gambit?
Well, you would say, yeah. I mean, basically, he's calling Bill Posey a shill. He's violating the shill gambit that he likes to use against the anti-vaccinationists. And
yeah.
Just in case you were wondering, maybe that's a little bit of a stretch, Orac goes on to talk about, basically to explain that the reason why Bill Posey is pointing this towards the Appropriations Committee is because the Appropriations Committee is chaired by Jason Chaffetz, which Orac, he describes Jason Chaffetz as the tool of the supplement industry.
Chaffetz is a shill for the supplement. It's a double down on the shill gambit by Orac. Nice going, Hoofnagel the Science Cat, and busting the quackbusters again. Go read this. Go check this out. Share this with your friends. Very well done, Hoofnagel the Science Cat. Poison the well fallacy, Mr. Orac. Your standards are coming back to bite you in the aspirin and expose you to be the two-faced, hypocritical douchebag that you are. That's according to Hoofnagel the Science Cat. You, my friend, are a shill as well, Orac. A shill for the self-aggrandizement that funds your campaign of narcissientism. Thank you, Hoofnagel the Science Cat. Go to robertscatbell.com. Why? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.